Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, I'm Tara Saraband, and you're listening to World's Dumbest Criminals, an upbeat podcast about deadbeat crims. If you're keen to hear about the most ridiculous, bizarre, and downright stupid crimes and criminals in the world ever, you've come to the right place. In today's episode, I'll be talking about a Japanese pervert nicknamed the Nipple Geezer, for his habit of staring down women and schoolgirls on trains while rubbing his nipples. Attendees at a furry convention who took down a domestic abuser. Some of the most incompetent robberies from around the globe. And much more. Alrighty, let's get cracking. According to a 2017 article in the Daily Beast, transit police departments in Japan have found that roughly half of all women in Japan have had unwanted encounters with a pervert on a train. This statistic isn't very accurate, though, as many women don't report the harassment they've experienced at the hands of these pervs that the Japanese call chikan. It's also a matter of what is and isn't recognized as sexually harassing behavior. Unless a chikan actually gropes someone or exposes their junk at them, no action will be taken by the police. This is what allowed the nipple geezer to get away with all his nipple geezing for 3 whole years. The nipple geezer first came to international attention in July 2013 when a woman posted a picture on Twitter of the neatly dressed man staring intensely at her while rubbing his nipples through a white t-shirt. She captioned the picture, "This jerk is playing with both his nipples while staring at my face. The way he stares, it's creepy, right?" Well, she certainly wasn't wrong. In the picture, he has a calm expression while looking intensely at her, like they were having a staring competition. He seemed unperturbed by the fact she was taking pictures of him at the time. This is probably because he knew it wasn't actually against the law for a man to stimulate his nips while staring at someone in public. But if a woman breastfeeds, well, that's a whole different story. Other women also came forward to share their experiences and pictures of chilling encounters they'd had with the nipple geezer. He looks exactly the same in every photo, like he has a nipple-rubbing poker face of sorts. He also seemed to derive a thrill from intently watching the uncomfortable, unimpressed, and scared reactions of the women and girls he targeted. As is often the case with unabashed pervs like him, his behaviour escalated over the years. He initially upped the ante by cutting 2 little holes in his t-shirt just big enough for his attention whore nipples to poke through. Again, if you're a man in Japan, staring at women and schoolgirls while ferociously rubbing your exposed nipples at them on public transport, it's not against the law. In fact, it's encouraged. Okay, not exactly, but you know what? The results are the same. It wasn't until May 21st, 2016 that the nipple geezer finally crossed the line in the eyes of the law. At around 6:45 p.m., he was doing his creepy staring nipple rubbing routine at 2 16-year-old schoolgirls when he figured he'd go all in. Local media reported that he then exposed the lower half of his body to them. Now, none of the articles I read in my research gave more details than that about exactly what he did. We know staring intently at the faces of the girls he's harassing is an important part of his predatory process. So he either faced them and dropped his dax, exposing his wiener and sad sack, or he pulled down his pants and mooned them while staring intently at them over his shoulder. That's an image that deserves to be painted on the side of a World War II fighter plane, if ever I've heard of one. Dear Lord. When one of the schoolgirls told her mother about the nipple geezer's flashing, she contacted the police to report him. A couple of weeks later, police arrested the nipple geezer, aka 33-year-old Toshihiro Fujikuma, on suspicion of indecent exposure. At the time of his arrest, he lied about his occupation, saying that he worked at a supermarket. In news that surprised many, it turned out that Fujikuma was in fact a caseworker at the Health and Welfare Department in Ritto City. He was hired as a city official in April 2009 and assigned to the Social Welfare Section in April 2014. It was his job to assess the needs of those applying for welfare payments. I really hope he changed into a top that didn't expose his nipples before doing so. Ritto City officials said at a press conference, "He was serious about his work and carried out his duties properly. He was meticulous." They went on to say that there were no signs suggesting Fujikuma would be a predatory piece of shit to women and young girls. So I guess that means that he did change into a t-shirt that didn't have nipple holes cut into it before he arrived at work. Or he just kept his cardigan buttoned up. The city officially fired him on June 27th. Nippon News Network reported that Fujikuma admitted to the charges, telling police his behaviour on the train was his way of relieving stress and was sexually motivated. According to the Tokyo Reporter, the mayor of Ritto held a press conference where he told the media, "I can't hide just how shocked I am for a city official to lose trust through this horrible act. I'd like to deeply apologise to our citizens and will strive to restore trust as well as deliver strict punishment." Authorities had also received a string of reports from women in April 2016 that a man had groped their breasts on trains and were investigating whether that was also the work of the nipple geezer or whether or not the only boobs he liked to touch were his own. The Kyoto Prosecutor's Office freed the nipple geezer on bail while the investigation continued. And then the trail went cold. There is no other news available about him. I'm guessing he either got the charges dropped or he took a plea deal of some kind. But he just vanished into thin air like Unfortunately, incidents like this are a dime a dozen in Japan, and the fact that he may not have actually touched anyone makes the nipple geezer's antics seem kinda tame in comparison. The snivelling little pervs who ride the rails take advantage of crowded trains to get away with many indecent acts on women and girls undetected. In 2019, illustrator Nago took to Twitter to describe the different types of behaviours of chikan that regularly appear on trains in Japan, including the ones who come and sit super close to you despite the train being empty. I'd say every woman listening right now would have experienced that one. Then there are the pervs who incessantly pat your hair, press their nether regions into you, lay their chin on your shoulder, put their foot in between your feet with a strange hole in their shoe that looks like it could contain a camera for upskirt filming, pour liquid or fluid on you, put their hands on yours when you're holding the hand strap, and those who come over to you and chew on your hair. That one particularly grosses me out, and I'm not even sure why, since everything on this list makes me feel very stabby indeed. In response to the tweet, many women commented sharing their own experiences with chikan on trains. The gross exploits they listed including them putting used condoms in women's bags, sticking their tongue in their ears, unhooking their bras, licking their cheeks or neck, putting their crotch in their face while they're sitting down, unbuttoning their shirts, cutting their clothing, groping them, showing them obscene videos or images on their phone, or airdropping them a picture of their chode. Then there are the guys who just jerk off at and even on women and schoolgirls. Again, the most alarming thing about all of this is just how common it is. In an effort to combat the fact that Japanese train carriages are Disneyland for perverts, female-only carriages were introduced during peak hours and late at night. I reckon instead of having female-only carriages, they should introduce pervert-only carriages. Bundle all those predatory fuckers tightly into the same space. Then they can rub their nipples while staring intensely at each other, cut each other's clothes, chew on each other's hair, jerk off at each other, and then just jizz all over themselves.
4071, 4071, minor TMDT for
L90. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In November last year, University of South Florida student Joseph Lancaster got himself into a spot of drunken bother. The 22-year-old Brock Turner lookalike had been partying with friends at a nightclub in the Tampa Bay area when he refused to pay an $820 bar tab. That's a hell of a lot of mint juleps, bro. The Smoking Gun reported that Broseph allegedly argued with security guards until his friends intervened and paid the bill. The arrest report stated that he was observed stumbling around with bloodshot, watery eyes and slurred speech. Emboldened by alcohol-fueled frat boy privilege, he shouted at the security guards, "I am sorry none of you graduated high school, but fuck you!" So, he either had psychic powers strong enough to know the education level of people working in security, or he was acting like a condescending little douchebag that night. Perhaps he's usually a charitable ray of sunshine when not three sheets to the wind. I don't know his life. All I gathered from his LinkedIn profile was that he claims he has built great relationships across organizations, learning broad computer skills and advanced utilization of Excel spreadsheets. Look, a guy who has advanced utilization of Excel spreadsheets can't be all bad, right? When the police rocked up and detained him, Broseph amped up his tantrum a notch by yelling, "Bro, this is fucked," and "Fuck you, pussy," at them. He sounds about as tough as a fully buttoned-up polo shirt, doesn't he? Which, coincidentally, is exactly what he was wearing in the picture from the Smoking Gun website. When the police van arrived to take him off to jail, he of course started arguing with the van driver. The police report stated that due to his behaviour, he had to be put in shackles. Of the procedure, he told the police, "This gets me off." Then, possibly taking a leaf out of the nipple geezer handbook, he asked them to pinch his nipples. Gee, getting arrested in America seems like heaps of fun. You know, if you're an entitled white guy from a well-off family. For his bad boy shenanigans, Broseph was charged with disorderly intoxication.
All units, backup needed. 346 Oak Avenue.
Now it's time for Legend of the Week. After talking about dumb criminals all episode, I'd like to highlight a hero, or heroes, two-legged or otherwise, who put themselves on the line to help stop a crime. The furry fandom is a community of enthusiasts who are big into characters and stories involving fictitious animal characters that have human traits. Contrary to popular beliefs, only a small percentage of furries are all about getting it on in animal costumes, or if you want to use the technical term, yiffing. Because this is, above all else, an educational podcast, I want to make it clear that you don't need to be a plushophile to be a furry. According to CNN, in January 2020, several people were minding their own business in brightly coloured, fluffy, furry costumes at FurCon in San Jose when some serious shit went down outside. 26-year-old Robbie Ryans, who was DJing at the convention, was outside on a ciggy break with a friend when a blue car slammed to a halt in front of them. Robbie said, "We heard a woman's screams coming from inside and saw the passenger throwing full fists at whoever was driving." Robbie and his mate ran towards the car, opened the passenger side door and grabbed the man attacking the female driver. She was yelling for him to get out of the car as he turned his punch-on energy towards Robbie and his friend. Four other Good Samaritans from the convention, two of whom were in bright pink fake fur costumes with poofy tails, joined in the struggle and helped grab the man, drag him out of the car, and hold him down on the ground until the police arrived. Once the man had been restrained, Robbie took out his phone and began filming the incident. And what a video it is. Watching furries wrestle a domestic abuser to keep him down on the ground is surprisingly amusing and refreshing viewing. When the police arrived, they arrested the man who had been physically assaulting his girlfriend in the car, 22-year-old Dimitri Hardnett, and charged him with domestic violence. Robbie told CNN, "It all happened so fast. I still can't believe it. I'm so glad everything worked out in the end. It was a horrible sight to see. Afterwards, we were very shaken up, but relieved." To finish up, I have a few punchline crimes for you. These are cases with hardly any information available, and they sound more like jokes than something that actually happened. This week, they're all about ridiculously incompetent robbers. Police arrested a pair of British thieves who were so inept that one of them actually butt-dialed 999 during a robbery. The not-so-dynamic duo were in the middle of doing over a house in the Middleport area when police officers received what they believed was a suspicious phone call. It soon became clear to the operators that they were listening to the men in the process of robbing the joint. Chief Inspector John Owen told the media, "I think we've arrested the world's unluckiest burglars. Whilst committing a burglary, one of the bungling burglars has accidentally sat on his phone and dialed 999. We received a call detailing all of their antics up to the point of hearing our patrols arrive to arrest them." The men, both from Stoke-on-Trent, were arrested on suspicion of burglary and refused bail.
"Call in all units. At 211 at 675 Main. Backup needed."
In October 2018, a Belgian vape shop owner had to think quickly to avoid being robbed by a gang of youths. Six young men entered his shop in the early afternoon and demanded the contents of the cash register. He told them there was hardly anything in it and suggested that they return at the end of the day when he'd have more money to give them. The owner, Didier, told the BBC, "There was some pushing and shoving. I didn't give them a thing, but said if they came back later, I would have 2,000 or 3,000 euros. Surprisingly, the group bought his BS story and left the shop. Didier said, "When I called the police, they didn't believe that they'd come back. But come back they did." At 5:30, an hour before the vape shop's closing time, the gang rocked up again. Didier told local media he saw one of the robbers at the door and told him it still wasn't the end of business and to come back in an hour. When the men returned a third time at 6:30 p.m., the police were waiting to arrest them. Didier said, "It was like a comedy. They're being called the worst robbers in Belgium." Rightly so.
"All units, stand by."
A couple of daft Aussie robbers made complete asses of themselves when they attempted to hold up a pharmacy in Perth in July 2016. They must have thought they had a foolproof plan going in. One was armed with a can of pepper spray and the other had a knife. What could possibly go wrong? While making demands of the pharmacist, one of the robbers tried to spray him with the pepper spray, but he was holding the canister the wrong way around and instead he sprayed himself in the face. The second thief then pulled a knife on the bemused pharmacist, only to cut himself and drop the knife in the process. Rather than being scared into submission, by this point the pharmacist was probably pissing himself laughing. The pair only managed to grab some sleep apnea masks before fleeing the scene. This brings me to the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe if you want to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review. So thank you to Femi from Great Britain. It's either Femi or F3Me from Great Britain. We've got Kimber125 from the USA. And there's no way to say this except SKEJCH. XDKDKDKXKDIDIFKCK from the USA. How do you pronounce that? Nobody knows. Thanks so much for leaving me reviews. If you're keen to have more dumb criminals in your life, you could join our World's Dumbest Criminals podcast Facebook group or follow us on Twitter at WDCriminalsPod and Instagram at World's Dumbest Criminals Podcast. If you'd like to support the show and get access to ad-free episodes, bonus monthly episodes, and a variety of merchandise, head on over to patreon.com/worlddumbestcriminals. I'd like to give a massive thank you to Susan Mum for becoming a patron this week. Thank you, Susan. Till next week, look after yourselves. Stay out of trouble. And whatever you do, don't end up on this podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.